Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nazvetarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. On April 17th of this year, three local news publications, the Burnaby Now, Tri-City News, and the New West Record, all closed their doors. The parent company of these outlets, Glacier Media, cited financial challenges as the reason for these closures. Since then, the region, which consists of six separate municipalities, has been left lacking in local news coverage. This is something that four previous journalists of the now-closed Glacier Media publications are looking to change. In collaboration with media workers' union Unifor, on June 4th, 2025, a press conference was held at the Unifor Western Regional Office, where these four journalists, joined by the union, launched the Save Our Local News funding campaign. The current funding goal for the campaign is $100,000, which will be put towards creating a community-owned publication for residents of New Westminster, Burnaby, Port Coquitlam, Coquitlam, Balcarra, and Anmore.
This bold initiative aims to create a fresh, trusted, and reliable news publication in the growing communities of New Westminster, Burnaby, and the Tri-Cities. This grassroots project shows the tenacity and dedication of journalists who care about their communities and the work they produce. This is not just a fight against news deserts, this is a fight for democracy. Thousands of residents and organizations in the Tri-Cities, Burnaby, and New Westminster communities have lost access to their long-standing local news publications with the recent closures of the New Westminster Record, the Burnaby Now, and the Tri-City News. This project is one that puts communities over profits, and the co-op is asking the community to support this campaign, to support by fundraising, and fundraising starts now at savelocalnews.ca.
Later in the conference, Cornelia Naylor, previously a journalist with the Burnaby Now, had this to say on the importance of the Save Our Local News campaign.
The four reporters here today, Mario, Teresa McManus, and Janice Clue, and I represent more than 100 years of covering New West, Burnaby, and the Tri-Cities. We live in these communities too. Personally, it's broken my heart over the last 2 months to see what happens when communities lose their reliable source of local news. I was the Burnaby Now education reporter for 11 years. Just last week, the Burnaby School Board passed a budget that included $3.3 million in cuts to local schools. With the Now shut down, however, there was no one at that four-hour meeting to report on what concerned citizens lined up to say, or to give context to the board's difficult decision. And that's just one example from one of these cities of the many important local stories that are no longer being told by reporters who really know them. Like Mario said, there has to be a better way.
After the conference, we spoke with Brian Gibson, president of Unifor Local 2000, who spoke about the positive reception that this campaign has already been receiving.
We've heard actually a lot of support, local businesses, local politicians even, and I know that our folks as journalists were concerned about, being independent, and it's like, well, no, but these are donated to the co-op cause, not the newspaper itself, so they don't have like special favors if I give you something, like that kind of thing. But we are hearing a lot of support about that. Some public too. I mean, I know the mayor of Port Moody was saying a few things a while back about the concern about losing the Tri-Cities publication, right? So we're kind of tapping onto that, and I've heard lots of talk in the communities about the need for something. Like Mario said, miss that newspaper, because these papers went online in 2023, and I think that's how it kind of fell apart, because I don't think, well, as I tell these companies, you're now competing against the New York Times and like all these places that are way, way bigger than you, and you're trying to vie for their attention, and you're just in all this noise. It's so much better to be, you know, community focused and just be the voice of your community, right? So
while the fundraising period of this campaign is still in its early stages, Gibson says that Unifor, as well as the journalists involved, will be out around in the community this summer promoting the Save Our Local News campaign. This has been Danny Nazvetarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.